With me now is Flora Lichtman, our multimedia editor of Video Pick of the Week. Flora, what have you got for us today?
This one is a good one.
It's always a good
everyone
one.
Everyone should get out their iPhones right now in the audience and look. This one was submitted, or I actually tracked down the person who made it. You may have seen this video. It's a Lego shuttle that makes it into space.
Anybody see?
I know Ira watched it. That was always a good sign. So I wanted to track down the story behind this because the headlines were all, a teen sends a Lego shuttle into space and then he videotaped it, and that's the video on our website. Because I thought there's got to be a good story here. So I Skyped Raul Ida.
That's his name.
In Romania.
Yeah.
And he's an 18-year-old who did this pretty much on his own. And this isn't his first project. Before this, he was building jet engines.
An 18-year-old?
Yeah, from the internet.
Don't try this at home. Well,
he tried it at home, I guess. He sent me, these amazing pictures of jet engines in it looks like a basement, flaming out. It was just incredible. So our video this week is kind of the backstory, the making of his Lego shuttle video, which has gotten tons of hits in the last, hundreds of thousands.
It's a Lego guy with a camera on a weather balloon, right?
Right, so they take this huge helium balloon, big rubber weather balloon, fill it with helium, and then it goes up 115,000 feet. It takes two and a half hours to go up, and then, it's shorter on the way down. But
yeah, and a little bumpier.
Right, but so they put in a GPS tracker, and then they go find it, and it was, over 100 miles away. But they were lucky because it didn't land in the trees. That's apparently a big problem when you send Lego shuttles into space.
That's why we have GPS, but it's really technically in space going up so high.
Yeah.
And you can see the curvature of the Earth on
It's so beautiful. It really is.
And he did it on the cheap in his house. After building the rocket engine.
Yeah, so I asked him, where did you get the funding? And this was a really interesting little tidbit, I thought. He met someone over Twitter, a sort of entrepreneur who works in marketing, and was kind of trying to sell his ideas about rocketry because he also wants to build a rocket. As he said, he wants to go to space so badly that he said he'll build the rocket himself if he has to. So he hooked up with this guy in Australia who said, okay, this is a tiny budget for what could be really cool, and
there you have it.
All right.
There it is, up on our website at sciencefriday.com, our video pick of the week. Flora, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ira.
That's about all the time we have for today. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor, our program senior producer, Annette Heist. Charles Berquist back there is our director. Our associate senior producer is Christopher Intagliata. Namisha Saran Anand is our producer. Luis Quevedo, our Spanish language producer. Sam Flato, our production assistant. Neil Rausch, our technical director at the controls here. And we had audio engineers Sean Phillips and Peter Elena in Washington. Peter Granitz and Jerry Tennant at NPR. If you missed any part of our program, go over to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast and our audio and video. And before we go in this first section, I want to wish a special congratulations to the Research Corporation for Science Advancement, celebrating their 100th anniversary this year. This nonprofit organization has helped a lot of scientists. They gave money to Albert Einstein, rocket pioneer Robert Goddard, and they helped make our stay in Washington possible. So I want to wish a happy 100th birthday, and to Jim Gentile, who was up here from RCSA. Thank you all for helping us make Science Friday possible here in Washington. I'm Ira Flato in Washington.